All right, Joe, did you know today is a very special anniversary? It's not one of those big round numbers that'll come next year, right, but it's a special anniversary here. Okay. And it kind of got me thinking of where we left off last Friday. What we left off last Friday was, you know, hey, I'd like to see them build this tunnel over the 33 just so we can, you know, say that we built something.
Right, and I see now that's going to be 2 years of an environmental study.
Oh, well, you know, we can fast track it. Well, today is a special day because 29 years ago today, do you know what happened?
Okay, 29 years ago today, so in 96, no idea.
The last game at the Odd.
Oh, against the Whalers.
29 years ago, April 14th, 1996.
Wow.
Final game at the Buffalo Memorial Auditorium.
The Sabres moved across the street and the Whalers moved to Raleigh.
And why I bring this up, why it reminded me of what we did last Friday, was this was, I think this is Saturday's, you know, I took a screenshot of this but didn't include, I'm pretty sure this is Saturday's Buffalo News front page. Work could begin on last phase of Odd Block by the end of the year. 29 years after the last game at the Odd.
That's amazing.
We're still talking about, we could begin work on redeveloping the site right in the middle of downtown Buffalo.
That's insane. I remember when they tore the Odd down. It was, you know, and that hole just sat there and sat there and sat there.
And it is still sitting there.
It looked better as an abandoned building.
Yeah.
With the big relic. Goat head on the side. Remember they put that right above the Zamboni.
They didn't know it would stay that long.
No.
Like Steve Christie and Art Voice. 99 season tickets, you know? We had no idea it would stay that long. But I thought that was almost perfect timing. Wow. Almost perfect timing. The story on the front page of the Buffalo News. Work could begin on last phase of Odd Block by the end of the year. Today is 29 years since the last game was played.
So the 30th anniversary, something might actually be there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are some things there, but
yes, but we're
not in the hole.
It's not completely. Yeah, not completely.
Which, I mean, almost kind of goes hand in hand with some of the other things we're talking about today.
Yes.
Last, you know, we were just an hour away or so from the announcement of the soccer stadium in Buffalo. It's going to be built, 7,600 seat, privately funded stadium. Will be built on Elk and Lee Streets. If you know where Tesla is, basically right across South Park and the river from Tesla, right next to the PVS chemical plant, it's where the former Madai fields,
right,
where that's the site where this stadium is going to be for Buffalo Pro Soccer.
By the way, the Madai fields for the last 3 years of Madai, because I remember someone saying, wait, they're tearing down the stadium and building something new behind where All High is? I go, no, this is after we graduated long ago, and they played three seasons there.
Yeah, which, if you go back, some accreditors say that was one of the main reasons for Madai's collapse as a college was the expense of doing it.
Wow.
And all of the legal battles that didn't go Madai's way initially, all of them, on the chemical plant next door with all the odor and fumes and everything like that. So now we're talking about that space for the soccer stadium. And I say this goes hand in hand with what we were talking about. So the Odd site, the Odd, 29 years since the last hockey game at the Odd, and we're still talking about redevelopment. How long is the parking lot at the site of the former Buffalo News going to lay vacant for?
I mean, how long is the Buffalo News going to lay vacant for? I mean, the building itself.
I mean, if that was the Odd itself stood for 20 years after it was closed.
2009.
And, you know, before it was knocked down and became, they've been working on redeveloping and building all this stuff for at least 10 years. I mean, it's been, what, about 10 years since the ice rink opened? I think it's been almost about that long.
Yeah.
How long is that lot going to sit there by the Buffalo News? Because that was the site, if you remember discussions around this stadium for a soccer team, 803-0930, if you want to weigh in at all throughout the morning, 803-0930. That was the site That was the, you know, preferred option when we last checked in a few months ago. That was the preferred option. The only problem with the preferred option was that it would have required about $20 million in state funding, because they had about $20 million lined up in private funding. It would cost more because of where the site was.
Right.
Okay, $20 million in state. Joe, the budget for the state this year, which is still not passed, is $250 billion. $20 million would be a drop in the bucket. And I just think of all the things that we're spending money on. And I want to start here with this. And because in a way, and we talked with Peter Marlett Jr. earlier this morning, you can hear our conversation that we had with him. You know, I like a lot of the things he said, but his hand was almost forced. You know, we talked about the urgency to start playing in 2026.
Yes.
There's a reason why you want that team kicking off in less than a year now. The World Cup is here in 2026. You know, in large part in America, that's when people pay attention to soccer, is the World Cup. The World Cup is also here in the U.S. So you're going to have that blown up even more. It's the ideal time to kick off for a soccer team. You got to get it done. It was not going to happen in that time frame, in that spot in downtown Buffalo. And I think it is such a misstep by the state and by people representing Buffalo to not fight harder to choose to redevelop and give a little boost. I mean, you know, a little $20 million, that's a ton of money. It's a ton of money to you and I. Again, it's a $250 billion state budget for this one year.
Yeah.
To give a boost to the downtown area. And now, instead of having a stadium there that's going to host at least, you know, these 20-plus soccer games, you know, and whatever else it might hold, you're just going to have a parking lot for who knows how long. I have an idea how long. I'm going to guess 30 years.
30 years?
Yeah. I'm going to guess 30 years based on the timeline of the construction project right across the street.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as you said, the World Cup is forcing the hand, but again, a lot of the excitement from the non-soccer people, Brian, was, oh, this venue downtown. That was bringing a lot of excitement from people who never talk about soccer. And now this is kind of a, well, you know, they'll play games there. That's it. Right? I mean, no one's going, I mean, maybe. But it was nice to have just this little area. You'd have the arena, you'd have the soccer stadium, the baseball stadium right downtown, when downtown desperately needs something else to bring people down.
And for the team, you'd have the stadium and where you play in an area that people are familiar with.
Yes.
And that is such a key, because if you go into downtown Buffalo, most people from outside the area, if you're going into downtown, that's the area of downtown you are familiar with going to. By the baseball stadium, by the hockey arena, you know, a stone's throw away from Shays. Like, that is the downtown corridor that people are used to traveling to. You know how to take the subway right to, you know, it would have been the doorstep. You know how to drive down there. You know how to park down there. Well, some of you know how to park down there. But you have a general idea. There's a comfort level in going there. And it kind of brings me to the second part of this is, when I heard the news, I was a little bummed out. I want to start off by saying I want this team to succeed like nothing else. I'm excited at the idea of pro soccer in Buffalo. Hell, I'm wearing my U.S. soccer pullover right now.
That's right.
I wish the team nothing but the best. I hope that stadium is packed every single game. But as I'm sitting here right now, and look, I didn't do any study on anything like that. They call it an emerging entertainment district. I'm sorry, I'm not totally familiar with the emerging entertainment district, but okay. You say that. I've heard that before about Chandler Street and other places. Never really came to fruition, but maybe this is a little bit different. All I have is my perspective. And we asked Peter Marlett Jr. about this earlier this morning, of what happened in Rochester, because I covered events at that stadium that they built in Rochester. In Rochester, just an hour away, you had one of the most successful minor league pro soccer teams in the country's history.
Yep.
I should have went and checked this before. I'm pretty sure they're still the only minor league team to win the U.S. Open Cup in its history.
Wow.
Unless that changed in the last couple of years. But the Rochester Rhinos, they beat MLS teams. They won the U.S. Open Championship, a big deal. They had a lot of support in Rochester, so much so that they built a new stadium for it. They built the stadium in an area that people didn't want to go to. And now, you know what the Rochester Rhinos do?
Not play soccer?
Yeah, they don't exist.
Okay.
The team folded. No one went to the games.
It was a pretty well-known team. Like the Rochester Rhinos. I'd heard of them.
Yeah, it was a brand even that extended down here to Buffalo. People heard of them. I mean, it was a big deal. In the 90s, they won the, you know, they were one of those successful soccer teams. They don't exist anymore. In part, now it's not just the stadium location, but that had a lot to do with it. Now, when we were talking with Peter earlier this morning, he mentioned, well, he talked to people in Rochester about, you know, why that, and it wasn't so much so that it was out of the way, but that it was an unsafe area. Now, this is where, look, I can't speak to how safe or unsafe, you know, that Elk Street and, you know, South Park in between the two, or, you know, Elk by Perry, and that I can't speak to how safe or unsafe that is.
Right.
Because I'm never down there because I don't work at Tesla or PVS Chemical.
No.
It's one of the only two reasons you'd be down there.
And you never went to a Madai game there. So
I never went to a Madai game there.
Same.
But I can't speak to the safety. I can speak a little bit to the sensibility, though, of Western New Yorkers. And how many times, Joe, have we heard people call into us or whatever, people who live outside of Buffalo, who don't like going downtown because they don't feel safe?
Right.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Whereas people like me and you who are downtown a lot, I always feel safe downtown. I think it's a very safe people.
Yes.
Or part. You move that over here where your backdrop is a chemical plant and some houses and a whole lot of nothing right now, it doesn't matter so much that, you know, whether or not the car window gets busted, the feeling matters more than that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, the feeling of that area is that it's not the safest area.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, it's also just, you know how many people this weekend have asked me, so where exactly is that? Where
no, is that? No one knows. That's another thing. Downtown would have been right on the rail line.
Right on the rail line. I mean, right where everyone... You might not know downtown. You know where this is.
This is 2 minutes from, you know, where it was. But a couple blocks, you know, where they built this stadium in Rochester was just a stone's throw away from Frontier Field, where the team used it, where the Rochester Red Wings still play, where right. they have great crowds.
Yeah.
That little bit can mean a lot.
It's huge.
A lot can change.
We have nothing going out there.
You want to tell somebody to walk from the casino to the arena at 9:30 at night, or, you know, at 10 o'clock at night, you know, after an event lets out or something like that. Most people, I don't think, would have a problem.
Right.
You move that a couple blocks south. Say, walk from the casino through the Perry Projects to, you know, pizza or whatever. A lot more people are going to say, eh.
I'll get a ride.
Or maybe I'll just stay here.
Yeah.
A lot can change in just a couple of blocks. Because, I mean, this really is, it's only a couple miles from that area we were talking about. It's a big 2 mile difference for a whole lot of people. That's not even to go into the chemical plant.
Yeah,
and right their next statement. Door, the statement the chemical plant put out, the troubles Madai had. I just, again, I want this team to be so successful. I just think it is a rough decision to have this here. And I really hope that everyone who kind of talks a big game about supporting it and loving it and whatever is also willing to go out to this area of Buffalo.
Right.
And because it's one thing to say it. It's another thing to actually go and do it, which is hard for a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, I go back to the location and the excitement of another venue downtown, and I think you're right? I mean, with the World Cup, this team will have, I think it'll have a hot start when it comes to fans, people wanting to check it out, but you're just not going to pick up that casual person who, saw soccer on TV. Like, I don't know how long you're picking up that casual fan when you're not, as you said, right where everyone knows, even people who don't know downtown. You might not know the Liberty Building. You know where this parking lot is.
You go downtown, you're going for the, oh, hey, you want to go over here? You know, the Bisons are a perfect example of this.
Yes.
Not a lot of people are invested into the wins and losses of the Bisons, but it's a fun thing to do. And that's really how I kind of picture in my head the soccer team being. It's how, maybe the Bandits still are, even though they've been really good for the past few years.
Right.
It's how they probably are to a good amount of people. Well, geez, it's how the Sabres have become. I mean, who's going to the game expecting? But, it's a little bit different. It's not like, how you treat the Bills or right. Sabres or something like that. I think of the Bisons. Hey, do you want to go to it? Yeah, it'll be fun. We can go to the game. We can go before or after to right. this place or that place.
Yes.
We can kind of make an afternoon of it. Head down to Pearl Street, head down, go up, go down, do whatever.
I broke into the odd after a Bisons game.
You can do a lot of things. You're not doing that here.
No.
You're going to have to drive in your car, for sure, down to this area where, the powerhouse, I've heard good things about it, but I've never been there, and I don't know anyone who has been there.
No.
There is going to be this new Encore Golf, and that's great. Sounds very cool. What else?
Yeah.
What else is going to be there to keep people in that area? I've just heard Emerging Entertainment District a few too many times talking about different areas of the city to really believe that it's going to be the case.
No, and you had it's not like where downtown you had a perfect opportunity, a perfect place. And again,
but here's the thing.
This goes on the state as well.
That it goes totally on the state.
Yeah, I'm not pointing my fingers at Buffalo Pro Soccer. I'm saying the state. All I've heard from politicians on Hardline are, we're not getting enough people downtown. Places are closing because no one's going downtown. No one's going downtown. This was your opportunity to invest in downtown.
I pin that on the state,
yeah.
And not the group. And
right.
I think the group was in a tough position. I hope it works out. We'll see. Will you go? Let us know. 803-0930, BMAZ and Beamer on WBEN. Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer here on WBEN. We're just watching Liftoff with our resident spaceman, Joe Beamer. So
I'm telling you, I'm obsessed with space all of a sudden. I think I can tell I'm annoying my wife.
Like, you're going through like the same thing that I went through when I was 5 years old.
That's what I was saying during the break. Like, I never had that space obsession as a kid.
Yeah.
Right? Power Rangers in space, I was already over my Power Rangers phase. So I never really went through the space obsession.
Yeah. Now it's hitting you.
Oh, my gosh. In like the worst way.
And look, apparently it's never too late to be an astronaut. So
you think Odyssey would pay for me to have a seat on one of these?
No, I was actually thinking, could you imagine, because Gail from the CBS morning show was on, so they've just been all space.
Yeah.
Could you imagine the negative feedback if, they sent me or you up into space and for an entire morning, that's all we talked about? Everyone would be like, shut up about Brian and Joe already.
Entire morning? You and I would be talking about it for like a month.
Yeah. All right, I get it. You've been in space.
Yeah.
Who cares? Go to Rich in Lakeview. Rich, you're on WBEN. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hey, you got me a little fired up, man. The South Buffalo, south of downtown Buffalo, bias and disrespect is strong with you two youngins. Looking at both sides of this, I see what you're saying. If they try to go downtown, it becomes Bass Pro FC for Pete and the boys. Like 30 years, they still haven't filled in the hole in the ground where the odd was. People go there and pretend there isn't weeds and stuff when you're, doing your paddle boats or doing whatever. My plan would have been move it over, play 1 year in Pilot Field. The field fits. They've had two high school football games there. First one drew about 8,000 in 2002. It would have fit, would have been the same Yankee Stadium complaints, would have been there, would have given them time. That being said, man, you guys don't get out of North Tonawanda much, do you? Wherever. First of all,
Rich,
I don't spend much time in North Tonawanda.
Educate me on the map here, because I don't really. I guess technically it's South Buffalo, but I mean it's not the exact location we're talking about here. It's not the First Ward. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like the Seneca neighborhood. It's not over. It's not down South Side.
You're a 90-second car ride from Larkinville, which is absolutely gorgeous, which I don't quote me on it because, well, you know what? Let's go in the future and look at the NCAA tournament, and when everybody comes from out of town and complains there's no restaurants, no place to park, how boring it is in between the games next, because I would probably in that little radius around the arena, that was a pretty big stadium they built. How much development happened around that? How many restaurants on there? Across from Pilot Field, that little bar they had across the street by Washington Square, probably open and closed a lot of times. I would say Larkinville is equal to that half-mile radius around there. Larkinville is nice. It's a resurgence. It kind of reminds me of around Riviera Theater.
I am so glad, Rich, and I'm sorry to cut you off, but I gotta cut you off here so that I don't lose. I'm so glad that you brought up Larkinville, and actually really glad you compared it to by the Riviera Theater, because it is Riviera Theater in North Tonawanda. You go by on a Thursday, Friday. Anytime there's a show in the Riviera, you can't get a parking spot down there.
I experienced that, yeah.
Even if there's not a show, I mean, all the restaurants, there are a lot of people.
It's a happening strip.
I am so glad he brought up Larkinville. Larkinville's a pretty good thing. Joe, I was in Larkinville on Friday night.
Oh.
My wife and I went out to dinner. You know, we were deciding, let's go somewhere we haven't been before. It was her birthday last week. So I'm like, all right, we'll go. We went to a restaurant in Larkinville. So went down, parked, had no trouble finding parking. Walked around Larkinville. I did not see a single other person.
Really?
All throughout Larkinville.
Wow.
I'm sure there might have been some people inside the one other bar over there. I did not see a single other person in Larkinville. It was an absolute ghost town down there. We went to dinner, Joe, Friday night, sat down about 6:45, so we were there from about 6:45 until maybe 7:30, a little bit later. I'm a fast eater. What can I say?
Yeah.
We tried to draw it out, but
I can relate.
we're usually in and out, and then on
I'm usually
the next
starving
time.
By the time I eat. So yeah,
6:45 we sat down on a Friday night. Left a little after 7. The entire time we were there, and this is good. I thought food was great, and had no complaints about the restaurant. Gets good reviews, and it's in a prominent position right in Larkinville. We were the only people in the dining room.
Wow.
The entire time we were there, 6:45 to 7:30, 7:45 on a Friday night.
That's sad.
So you can show me all the pictures of the great crowds you get when you put the fake Beatles on the rooftop, which is an awesome event. And it's all well and good when there's a happy hour during the summer that people want to go to.
Summertime.
And you got a little bit of music, and maybe it's the one day that people actually have to go to work in the office. But after my experience on Friday night, you can't exactly come to me and say, oh, this could be just like Larkinville. Because if it's just like Larkinville, there might be an issue there. And you talk about not play. There are, I could rifle off 6 places right now within a walking distance.
To the arena?
Oh, Joe,
yeah.
On the day of the old neighborhood parade, we started down at Adolph's. We went to, before and after the Sabres game that afternoon, my friend and I, just walking, we went to 8 different places.
Walking to the arena.
Walking from Adolph's down South Buffalo love.
Yeah.
Down by the old First Ward all the way up to Main Street downtown over to Chippewa. We were at 8 different places all within walking distance. This is not in that area.
No. Is it walking distance to Larkinville, the soccer stadium? He said a 3-minute car ride. But that's the whole argument we're making.
Are you asking me? Because anything's walking distance.
No, but to the average person, because he said 3-minute car ride, but that to me is what we were talking about. You don't want a 3-minute car. You want something that you can on foot walk out of the stadium, and most people can realistically walk over to.
It's a 20-minute walk. It's okay. A mile.
Yeah, that's. I'm sorry, like
a mile through. You know, again, am I going to walk through Perry, South Park? Are most people in Western New York going to walk down Exchange, down Smith,
yeah,
under the 190?
That's a lot different than a stadium downtown in the Buffalo News parking lot where you walk out and there's Pizza Plant, Southern Tier, whatever they call the brew house now, Cobblestone, Iron Works, right? I mean, all that stuff's right there. Within, you could see it.
Yeah.
From the stadium. That's a lot different than I'll walk a mile. You know, I went to a Bills game in Baltimore once, and we walked a mile from that stadium, ran back. So I'm just telling you, most people are not going to, on a regular basis, you know, go, okay, let's walk a mile pregame and then walk a mile back. I just, you know, I hear about, oh, we're putting so much in the downtown, This was... just such an, in my opinion, again, it's not my money, so I don't want to sound like every politician, because I'm not a politician at all, but $20 million seems like a reasonable investment when I've had multiple members of the council, I've had the mayor, I've had the members of the legislature on Hardline telling me that they are people not coming downtown is hurting business. It's why we see restaurants closing, and we need something to bring people back. This would have, you know, Mark Poloncarz has been to Albany twice this year on your dime. He couldn't have put a good word in. Hey, Kathy, Governor Hochul, your hometown downtown is struggling. This guy is willing to bring an attraction to downtown Buffalo.
Yeah, that part kills me, and that part Look, I don't blame Peter or anyone involved in Buffalo Pro Soccer for. I mean, they've said it was their preferred location.
Yes,
they needed a little boost, and I mean, if downtown Buffalo, if a prime location in the middle of downtown Buffalo is not worth, hey, we're going to take this. It's a parking lot that no one uses. The news isn't there anymore.
Right.
It is just empty space, and we're going to turn this into something that is going to bring people to downtown Buffalo. Like the idea that that's not worth all the things that they've spent millions of dollars putting it with the idea of, oh, this will bring, you know, people into downtown Buffalo. Canal Side is that. The whole Outer Harbor is that. Like all, and this can't be done for that one area. And now it's going to sit vacant for, although, you know, we, again, talking with Peter, and he said that it's not out of the realm of possibility that they could eventually end up there with a modular stadium. If this is, you know, sort of a quote-unquote proof of concept that the soccer team can work. But another problem that it has going, this is where I have to be, like, I am a big soccer fan, Joe, but I'm also one of, sometimes I feel like the only realistic soccer fans in Western New York. I love it. I love the game. The game's not for everybody. There's a lot of people, a lot of naysayers. I'll tell you all about how great it is to go on big games down Hurdle or, you know, some of these places,
yeah,
and see multiple bars packed watching soccer. It's unbelievable. I mean, I've told you before, whenever anybody calls in and says, hey, you know, no one watches soccer or anything like that, I can go out and watch a soccer game. There will be a bar packed with people watching soccer. I go out, sometimes they don't even have the channel that the Sabres play on.
Oh.
I mean,
I meant to tell you that. I was out Saturday night at a bar with five TVs. Not one TV. I understand they're out of the playoffs. Not one TV mm-hmm. had the Sabres on. They had college softball, two TVs on the Master, one just on ESPN News for God knows what reason.
Yeah.
Not one TV had the Sabres game on.
Yeah. No, it's not surprising to me. But soccer, I see people out. I know people enjoy it. But at scale, it is still a kind of a niche yeah. sport. It is very popular. I think it's more popular here than the NBA. I mean, just walk around anywhere. Just people in soccer jerseys as opposed to basketball jerseys.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
In Western New York. I mean, 2-1, 10-1, maybe, easily. It's not the same as, like, say you put the new football stadium here.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you're not going to complain about where you put it or what's that smell? Who's next door? You're not going to complain that much about that if it's the Bills, like a team you've loved for your entire life. Like, they've built a foundation. You're kind of starting from scratch, trying to build that fan base. And while you're doing that, like, there's people who don't really have an attachment to you. You know, like, it's amazing that the Sabres, 14 years out of the playoffs, we were just talking how, you know, today's the 29th anniversary of the last game at the Odd. So that means for half of the arena's life, it's been the drought. Half of the time they've played at the arena has just been consecutive non-playoff years. But people still go. Yep. People like me who just love the team, and you have this emotional attachment to it, and it's just like it drives you to keep going for whatever reason, even though everyone you tell, like, oh, you have season tickets? What are you, a moron? Like, that's, you know how many times I get that, Joe? Every time I tell somebody that I, but I love it. I'm going to be sad Thursday when it's the last game and I have to wait so long for another. Like, I love it. You don't have that type of emotional investment, that pull to get people there. Like, it just makes it that much harder to bring people to what you're trying to build. And I wish them all the success in the world, but this location to me makes it even harder to get people going in there where, you know, I mean, you got, I mentioned Larkinville on Friday. I'll also mention the Bisons. I drove past the Bisons at a home game Friday. It was bad weather on Friday.
Yeah.
So, but the game was on. I mean, through the fog, and I could see six people in the, I mean, there was, the game was going on, but there was hardly anybody in the stands. And even a team as successful at the Bisons knows, very weather dependent, when, you know, the wins and losses, your connection to that aspect of the team isn't necessarily there with everybody. I mean, this team is going to start playing in March.
Right.
They're going to play in March and April, and maybe even longer into some of the later months. And if you're talking about bad weather, and I say to you, Joe, come on, you want to go out to down South Park Avenue and go check out the soccer? It's 30 degrees outside. You know, snow, rain mix or something like that. Hey, no?
Got to think about it.
I mean, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're not.
And the Bisons know that. I mean, that's why, you know, March and April, the and like you said, they're an established team in Buffalo, but they know, hey, the first month, this soccer team can't. I don't know. I guess I would imagine can't afford to have empty stands their first 2 months of existence.
I don't know. I don't want to be Debbie Downer.
No, it's disappointing. Like you said, I don't want to throw Buffalo Pro Soccer under the bus because it's not them. I'm disappointed that no one at the city, county, or state level stood up to the state and said
a little harder and push for it. Yeah. I would have appreciated that because I think it would have been really, really cool. And now I think it's just going to be all that much harder for everybody involved to work. And hey, I loved his attitude because I asked him, they're going to start, you know, promotion, relegation. You can move up and down, you know, between levels of competition in this league they're about to go. And I asked him, like, hey, are you going to have, you're spending all this money. You know, are you going to have like a guarantee? Give me a couple years to get our footing before we just get, you know, bumped down with all these other established teams. I loved his answer. Like, hey, I don't lose.
Yeah.
You know, he said, like, I'm a winner. Like, I came at, we ran a team, we won. I know what it takes to win. I love that attitude.
Yes.
They're determined to make this successful. I wish him the best. I just think it's going to be that much harder because they did not get the support that they should have gotten to put this right downtown. You know, on the other kind of thing of this is that it's right next to this PVS chemical. It was a big thing for Madai, who I think they might have stopped playing for a little while because they said it was an irritant for athletes and spectators, the fumes coming out of the chemical plant. And so they had to pause it. They ended up, a judge. I'm trying to remember back now. We're going like 5 years ago. A judge had to tell the chemical plant to halt going. There's like emissions changed and all this stuff went on. The company released a statement saying it makes no sense to build a stadium next to a chemical plant that's been there for 100 years and is not going anywhere. It's a whole nother issue. We talked with Peter this morning. He says, hey, we've had people playing on these fields. We've had no complaints of any of the athletes, any of the people coming by. Like, we are things have changed. It's not 5 years ago anymore. I'll take him at his word. Still, you know, again, going to the, it's not like the greatest site. Showing up and there's a chemical facility right next door. Is it wrong that part of me kind of likes it?
How so? You just like the, hey, shut up with your statement?
Well, no, it's kind of tough.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like we're, you know.
We're playing the chemicals too?
It's a little bit of a home field advantage. Like, yeah, you got to deal with the buffalo. Oh, the weather? No, the sulfur dioxide emissions from the chemical plant next door. We're going to make it as hard as possible on you.
Whatever helps stay in the top league.
I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a little bit of a, you know, we could have had this nice glitzy glam, like downtown Buffalo thing. But like, no, you're coming to Buffalo. You're playing next to the chemical plant and the Tesla factory.
We don't make things easy.
This is like, you want to return to blue collar sports? You know, we always talk about that, you know, with our teams. It doesn't really get any more blue collar than that.
You could have played downtown to where the sewage is awful, so it would have been Cheerios and sewage smell. Instead, chemicals in your face. That's the new stadium.
They said it's better.
Yeah, hey.
Again, I have not been down there. I can't...
You want to go do some suicide sprints? We'll test out and we'll report back.
Test out the field?
Yeah. We'll report back ourselves?
I mean, I'll be gassed. You can give me the cleanest air ever, Joe. I don't think I'm going to sound good after him.
All right.
You would be far better than me.
I'll go test out the fields.
I'll hold the stopwatch.
You think they'll let me on, or you think the fence
You're an
is
alum.
Up?
It still has Madai written on it, I think.
I was just trying to get a last moment with a field I never went to.
That's right. Well, hey, we got David coming up next. You got the news with Lucas. They're back from space already.
Look at that. One segment.
Yeah, it was one segment of our show. We could have been in space. What are we doing here?
You think they would have let us go up with the equipment?
I mean, why not? Didn't look that.
Probably with a lost
could you
connection.
I am obsessed this morning with the idea of being strapped to a rocket about to go up in space, and you look to your left, and it's Katy Perry. Just like, like what goes through your head? Like, oh man.
You're probably wondering how I got
this
here.
This is who's saving me?
Yeah.
things go wrong, like, we're done. It would have felt better with Tom Hanks. You know, at least he did it in a movie.
Yeah. He didn't get to his destination, though.
Yeah, but they got back. They got back home.
They did get back.
That's all you're trying to do
Gail
here.
Gail King just kissed the ground, by the way.
Wow. You were gone for 12 minutes.
Yeah, she was happy to be back on ground.
It's like me coming back after a vacation, like kissing my driveway.
I can't believe I made it.
I'm going to go back to home from work right now and kiss... Kiss
Another
the door.
Day.
Can't believe I made it.
All right. Like Brian said, David's next. Brian and I are back tomorrow just at different times. So there's your tease. We'll talk to you then on WBEN.